Hello everybody, and welcome to the week three, term three staff podcast. I had a good sleep last night, so I'm in a good mood. I got myself some new corduroy pillows, and they're certainly making headlines. Moving on to the week ahead, one of the things that we've been focusing on during the year is obviously riding improvement. And the next wave of staff training is happening on the 9th of September. In preparation for that, we've got a leader workshop on Tuesday the 6th, starting at 3:40. That's the last of the leader training. So I'm expecting all of the leadership team to be in room 43 for a 3:40 sharp start. Les will be running through the last lot of training in preparation for the program that will be released for the Student Free Day. The groupings, staff groupings for that Student Free Day have been released by Clive, and thank you to Leslie and Clive for their work on that. And in particular, Leslie for working with Steve Glacon on preparing the training to prepare the staff for the Student Free Day, and in particular the leaders. There's also Governing Council happening at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night for those involved. And if you've got any agenda items for Tanya or Mel, please get them to them as soon as you possibly can. We've also got a range of staff involved in restorative practice training on Wednesday and Thursday. So there are both teaching staff, support staff, and also leaders going to that. That training is really going to set us up to change the way we are thinking around our student cohort, particularly those students that are at risk. And there's a framework that was going to be moved through over those 2 days and a third day at a later time. I'm really looking forward to seeing the outcomes from that working party that will be formed post the training. It's going to have an impact on the school in the short term, on the Wednesday and Thursday, I know, but I'm looking forward to the medium and long-term outcomes, and I'd like to thank Malia and the team who have worked hard, particularly those staff in Adelaide, to make this training happen. We've also got Bright Path staff visiting, our English and HASS staff, and I'm looking forward to seeing the work samples and them uploaded and seeing the growth that is happening. There's obviously been some issues around that piece of software that I think we've resolved from a technical point of view, and looking forward to speaking with Greg Fitzgerald at the end of the week to ascertain as to whether those 2 days of one-to-one support that Brightpath are offering is making an impact. We're looking at expanding on the use of that software in 2020, so getting it right this point of the year in 2019 is certainly important in the process. I want to move forward to one of the things that we've been talking about at executive leadership, certainly end of this week, but also prior, and that is the methods of communication and the various software applications that we're running. I wanted to reiterate what it is that we agreed to at the beginning of the year and see if we can get staff following that and using the appropriate software at the right time. If we use different software than what's agreed to, it obviously creates confusion, and it means that there's mass broadcasting across various software packages, which clogs up our system. What I would like to suggest or reiterate, if you like, from the beginning of the year is that we use the sector software and the internal email system involved in that for communication with parents and community members associated with the school, and obviously students. Students are using that effectively, and they certainly need to contact staff that way. But we use the LearnLink or the traditional email system for Department for Education work, inter-school communication, and also if you're contacting individual colleagues one-on-one, if we can use the LearnLink application for that. And then for broadcast messages, so they're messages to all staff or to particular cohorts of staff, whether it be curriculum SSOs, whether it be leadership staff, whether it be to faculty groups, that you actually use the Teams application. The reason for that is you can actually target the particular groups that you want, and those staff that are not needing to read those messages can actually be excluded from those, and it saves clogging up sector and clogging up the messages that are coming through on the LearnLink application. In particular, I would like to ask the leaders to set up groups within the Teams application to target the messages to those staff. So faculty leaders are sending messages out, please do that via Teams, and so it doesn't actually interfere with the work of others that do not need to read the messages. Just to finish off, there was an interesting comment made to me by Amy O'Brien at the end of the week, and it was that astronomers have got tired seeing the moon travel around the Earth, so they called it a day. Have a lovely week, everybody.